Now, today's nutrition brought to you by the Good Earth Health Food Shop on South Shannon Street in Van Wert. A reminder, the information you hear is for educational purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, prescribe, or cure. Now, here's Dr. Deb Ford, Doctor of Clinical Nutrition.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Today's Nutrition, where we look at what is new in research, what's hot in the news, or just topics that can affect your health, vitality, and longevity. Well, some shocking news came out here recently, and I'm going to have to give you some really bad news, but then I'm going to give you the solution because there's always opportunity to learn and grow. And we've got a big one. I've been digging into some global health statistics this last week and discovered something very disturbing. Now, I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, but this is some important information that could save your life and the future health of our nation. The shocker is the United States has dropped another notch in health status in the world. We now rank 35th, not even in the top 10. I mean, really, we spend more money per capita than any other health, any other country in the world. Actually, it's more like sick care. We spend more money by far. In fact, the United States healthcare system is the most expensive in the world, with an annual spending of over $3.5 trillion, or almost $11,000 per person every year, accounting for almost 18% of our gross national product. This is a huge increase. In 1960, it was only 5%. Now almost 18% going up every year. And looking historically, the U.S. healthcare cost has leapfrogged, doubling every 7 years since 1960, when our government started telling us what to eat. So, who ranks first in healthcare? Spain. Recently, they went from fifth to first in healthiest nation. Now that's what I call knowing how to make changes to increase health, vitality, and longevity. Several independent studies. We've got the Healthcare Access and Quality Index published in The Lancet, which evaluated 195 countries. Another one is the Bloomberg Healthiest Country Index, University of Washington, many others. Anyway, it really isn't a point of discussion or debate. It is almost, well, it is a global universal agreement that we have dismal health compared to the rest of the developed world, and it's obviously getting worse year by year. Meanwhile, we have the latest equipment and the best technology, so throwing more money at it through drugs and surgery is not the solution. Can you hear the Spaniards proudly toasting "Salud" to your health just a little louder today? Even if you look at life expectancy, Spain, Japan, and Switzerland have the highest life expectancy at birth, according to the United Nations data. Spain is forecast soon to have the highest expected lifespan to almost 86 years. And it's noted that Spain declined in the past decade in both cardiovascular disease and death from cancer. Meanwhile, life expectancy in the United States is getting lower and lower due to death from drug overdoses and suicides. There's hardly a family that hasn't been touched. And Cuba places five spots above the United States. This is kind of shocking to me, having just returned from a trip from Cuba studying their health and diet. I observed that they have a very processed diet with lots of sugar and fried food and, of course, lots of tobacco. And they're five spots above us. Oh my. Even South Korea is 17th. So we've got Spain number one, then Italy, Iceland, Japan, and Switzerland rounding out the top healthiest nations. Meanwhile, we dropped to 35. One of the studies even stated, this is a warning sign that heightened healthcare access and quality is not an inevitable product of increased government or country development. It's a real shocker. We know almost a fifth of our gross national product is in healthcare. we continue to throw more money at it while we are getting sicker and sicker and longevity decreasing. So money obviously isn't the answer. Need I say that the sad fact is so many of the diseases Americans face are totally preventable. For instance, diabetes. That's a great example of both treatable and preventable. Type 2, so simple, inexpensive lifestyle changes can reverse almost every case. But no, instead, people are led to believe they just need more drugs, which are expensive, and so many people ignore their disease and nothing is done. They die prematurely, or they're taking a fistful of drugs daily. It is not uncommon for 50-year-olds to be taking as many as 6 different medicines. So shouldn't we be healthier? I had someone in last week that said they wanted to change her medication to a monthly injection that would cost $1,500 after insurance. I mean, really? Amazingly, other countries manage to achieve longer life expectancies than the United States while paying a mere fraction of the U.S. healthcare cost per person. Life expectancy in the U.S. is under 78 years, one of the lowest life expectancies among developed nations, lower than Cuba's, and just marginally higher than Slovenia. That's according to the United Nations. So U.S. healthcare spending, shouldn't that impact our health and life expectancy? So, you know, what is the force behind the U.S. and our embarrassingly low health statistics? Big pharma and big food. First, the drug companies are the primary force behind some of the most terrible health statistics of the U.S. Our government sits by while they inflate life-saving drug prices. Instead of wanting people to have vibrant health, Big Pharma is there to sell drugs. They want every American to be on at least 3 drugs. Pharmaceutical companies are called to Congress to defend their prices. They don't respond, except to admit that, after all, it's about profit and, need I say, greed. So we think we spend money, it's going to actually build health and prevent disease. We should be the healthiest country. Move over Spain and Italy. No, we are going to be reaching $4 trillion with a reliance on a medical system that treats symptoms and never the cause of disease. And I have a really bone to pick about this. We spend billions on screening in the name of prevention. That's not truly prevention. Prevention is lifestyle. Prevention is diet. Prevention is modifiable factors, not mammograms and colonoscopies. Prevention is proactively taking steps to be healthier, not just finding disease earlier, although that is important, but the horse is already out of the barn, so to speak. Second cause for our poor rating is big food, big corporation food. This is what I see every day. People are encouraged, advertised at, promoted to eat processed, packaged fast food that's high in sugar, addictive, loaded with chemicals, and devoid of nutrients, hardly resembling food that nourishes every single cell in our body. So many young families don't cook, don't even know how, don't know a time when there was not processed, packaged food. Second generation, third generation. Researchers say eating habits may provide clues. Get this. And health levels enjoyed by Spain and Italy as part of a Mediterranean diet supplemented with extra virgin olive oil and raw nuts, not our roasted, salted, rancid ones. They have a lower rate of major cardiovascular events than those assigned to our American Heart Association reduced fat diet. Okay, that's it. All the greedy companies wanting just to sell you drugs and poor quality processed foods. Now I promise a solution. You know, taking back your health, simply going back 100 years before ultra processing and chemical additives. You know, that would solve so much. Back then, I mean, death was infectious disease. And we've got the best technology and really the best antibiotics and things like that. So infectious disease should not be the biggest cause of death. Chronic disease is. So here are 10 basic strategies that you can use to avoid getting sucked into the current disease care paradigm. They are powerful tools that are going to prevent premature aging and improve your health in your old age so you can far exceed the U.S. national average for life expectancy. These big 10 would not have even been necessary 100 years ago because our processed diet created these chronic health problems. So, number one, you know I'm going to say it. Eat a diet rich in wholesome vegetables and fruit. Organic if possible, but not to worry. Number two, drink plenty of clean, filtered water. Essential. Number three, manage your stress. And if you don't know how, find out, because stress is a killer. Number four, exercise. And we say 150 minutes a week. And then that boils down to about 20 minutes a day. Walking, fantastic. Number five, sunlight. We were designed to live outside for far more than just vitamin D. Number six, limit toxin exposure through your air, your water, your household chemicals, your cosmetics, everything, limit it. Number seven, consume healthy fats. Coconut oil, ghee, extra virgin olive oil, flax oil. Avoid corn oil, safflower oil, grapeseed oil, trans fats. Healthy fats are the foundation of our cell walls, not something to be avoided. Number eight, eat plenty of raw food. Salads, raw veggies, raw fruits. Number nine, get plenty of sleep. This is when your body rebuilds and deep cleanses the cells. Number 10, maintain a healthy weight. If you can pinch an inch, take action. So there you have it. Top 10, same sort of things we say week after week after week. Now I've got some ideas for movies to you, for you to watch. If the weather isn't good enough to be outside and you are binge watching TV, you might as well make it something you can learn from. So I would recommend you watch these shows. Best of all, the healthcare. If nothing else, it's going to get you thinking and talking and maybe even taking action. So number one, forks over knives. This is a biggie. You can't watch this movie without wanting to eat more vegetables. Number two, fat, sick, and nearly dead. This movie changed the way people looked at chronic disease and juicing. Number three, what the health? The movie tied processed animal products to cancer and caused a whole bunch of people to be vegan for a while. This is a really must-see. You may want to fast forward in a few parts, though. It can be kind of bad. Number four, Food, Inc. This movie bursts the bubble and pulls back the curtains on the big food industry. Tells the story of how your food gets from the farm to your kitchen table. It is a story of food for profit, not health. Number five, Food Matters. It looks at how food affects health. It's received a whole lot of attention and made a positive impact on the wellness of a lot of people. Finally, I want to encourage everybody to learn about, maybe even follow Food Babe, her latest book, Feeding You Lies. It's most about being informed on the state of American food. Our government, elected officials, they have allowed so much to take place in our food. It really should make you mad. Big Food is doing a big push to discredit her. And really, Big Food and Big Pharma are where the tobacco industry was in the 60s. Lots of smoke and mirrors and high-level payoffs going on. So all this is to make you more informed so you can make decisions. One thing I want to tell you is we're blowing the whistle on Big Food. If you compare American food to European food, even like French fries, you're going to see we have a lot of cheap chemicals and modifiers and sugars, whereas European French fries only allow real food, potatoes, oil, and salt. Caramel latte in the United States has cancer-causing ingredients and chemicals that taste like food, but replace real food because it's cheaper. Europeans demand only real caramel and real ingredients. Shouldn't we? Take back your health through your purchases. If we stop buying all these artificial addictive foods, they're going to stop making it and making more good things available. Like recently, I saw that the grocery chain Aldi's has banned 7 pesticides and is going for being the economy Whole Foods. I love it. Organic food for the people. So next time you hear of someone getting a terrible disease, think of the steps we need to be taking to be number one in global health, vitality, and longevity. So this was another edition of Today's Nutrition. Thanks for listening to this critical information for our future. As always, if you want to listen to this or any of the other shows, you can go to debford.com. Have a spectacular day and do something extra special that is going to make a change in your future health.
And that's another Today's Nutrition with Dr. Deb Ford, Doctor of Clinical Nutrition, brought to you by the Good Earth Health Food Shop on South Shannon Street. The information you hear on Today's Nutrition is for educational purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, prescribe, or cure.